Perek Vav in Negoyim, Mishnayis, Hey and Vav. We're going to have now some new configurations of Beharis and Michya. I've said in the past that a Michya is centered within the Beharis and its Kadosha. And I've stated at times that the Michya is whole or is intact. That itself is going to turn out to be a machlokas tanoim, and really that position is not lahalocha. The halocha is that the michya, as long as it has an adoshin, it's a square in shape, but it could be just the perimeter of the sort of the frame of the frame of the square. That shape is a michya, and Mishnah is talking about a case where you have a large beharis, this frame michya inside of the large beharis, and it meets the requirements of michya and so forth, that the square, it's a squared frame, and inside that, the middle of that frame, is another beharis kagris. And the Mishnah begins with the inner beharis. Mishnah Hey, beharis kagris. There's a beharis the size of a gris. Umichya kiadosha Mekifata, and the michya, the size of an adosha, so it meets the requirement of michya, surrounds this baharis. V'chutz l'michya, and outside of that michya, baharis is another baharis whose size is kagris in terms of its area. So the Mishnah says, the Tanakhama says, Hapanimis lahaskir, the middle one, the inner beharis, is not affected by the michya. So the outer beharis, which is a beharis agris with a michya inside, we know the first day the Kohen sees it, he's machlit because it's a beharis with a michya. So the Tanakhama tells us from the inside first, Hapanimis is lahaskir, it's just a beharis, it's the size of a gris. So the Kohen looks at it and he lets it go for a week to see what happens with it, but it has no simen of tuma. V'hachitzonu lahachlit, and the outer one is a muchletis, and the mitzora is muchletis, is a total mitzora. Amar Rabbi Yosi, ein hamichya simen tuma lachitzona shebeheris lesocha. Rabbi Yosi takes the position that I originally took earlier in the Masechta, that a michya has to be whole, and Rabbi Yosi says that the michya is not a simen tuma to the outer beharis, should have beharis the socha, because it has a beharis inside of it. It's not a full filled in square; that it has to be a filled in square. So that's she does Rabbi Yosi, but the halach is not like Rabbi Yosi. It's like the Tanakhama. Nismato v'holchulo. If the michya went away completely, just got smaller and eventually just disappeared, Rabbi Gamliel omer, imi bifnim hikolo, simen pisoyun lepnimis. Rabbi Gamliel holds that even though we don't pass it like Rabbi Meir, that if the outer Baharis is poisa into a michya inside of it, that's considered a pisoyon. Rabbi Meir considers it a pisoyon. We don't. Rabbi Gamliel, however, holds in this case that the for the inner Baharis, if it expanded and filled out the michya, did away with the michya, that's a pisoyon for the inner one. So simin pisoyon the penimis, and it would be muchlot. The achitzona is still at tar. So the depends when this took place. If it's the end of the first week, so the halach is that if there was a simen, if a tzaras was muchlat, and the simen tuma goes away, in this case the michya, then that the tzaras, the mitzor is tohar from that tzaras. So from that tzaras he's tohar. So b'chitzona tohar, but he holds also the bisoyon is lepanimis, the bisoyon is tamei. So again, if there's a if the inner baheres expands and does away with the michya, so Rabbi Gamliel holds simin pisoyon lepanimis and we muchlat. The hachitzona is tahor, and the chitzona is now tahor because the simin tum is gone. Imi bechutz hachitzona tahora, the hapanimis lahaskir. If it expanded from the outside, the chitzona is tahora mimanav shach. It's not considered a pisoyon. The larger beharis moved down and covered the michya. That's not considered pisoyon because you don't pass on like Rabbi Meir. It's not it's an internal pisoyon, and so the outer one is tahor, and the imi mechutz bechitzona tahora, the panim is lahaskir, and the panim is still is a beharis kagris, and if it's at the end of the if it's at the end of the first week, then the it requires another week of hesker. If it would be at the end of the second week, then it would be tahor also because it didn't expand for two weeks. Rabbi Akiva Mir bin Kachu bin Kach tahora. Rabbi Akiva says that the inner one is in either case tahora, because just as we hold that in a pisoyon internally going from the larger one into the inside, the michi inside it, is not considered pisoyon, Rabbi Akiva holds, and halacha is like Rabbi Akiva here, Rabbi Akiva holds that a pisoyon that takes place within another beharis, remember the inner beharis is still contained within the larger outside, the larger beharis. So any pisoyon that takes place within the beharis is not a pisoyon. So since the inner one now doesn't have a pisoyon and the outer one doesn't have a pisoyon, so they're tahor. So in Rabbi Akiva, the Tiferes Yisrael explains, if it's at the end of the first week, so the outer one lost its michya, it's tahor completely, and the inner one needs another week of hezger. If it's at the end of the second week, then they're both tahor. That's the end of Mishnah Vav. Amar Rabbi Shimon Amos, sorry, the Mishnah, I was saying the Mishnah, Mishnah Vav continues, continuation of Mishnah Hey. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Amos, sorry, Rabbi Shimon says, when is this so? Bizman kishihi ka'adosh muves. The word muves here is a very unusual usage of the word. Here it's used as mitzumtzemes, exact. Just a strange, unusual usage. Bizman shikadosh muves. When is in this case, Rabbi Shimon says, Emosoi hachi, the Rav explains, is the chitzonu tahora, kishiposesu apenimis uchitzonu al michya, when the michya is erased, when the michya was kadosh, was exactly the size of an adosha. Hoiso yisirimi kadosh, however, if the michya was a large michya, and it was larger than an adosha, Hamosher simin a pisoyon lepanimis v'hachitzona tmeya. So the Rabbi Shimon says the following: if it was larger than an adasha, hamosher simin pisoyon lepanimis. The Rav explains v'imposeso hapanimis al oser moser shteihem lahachli. If the inner one went over the larger went over the larger area, but not left an adasha. It left an adasha. If the michya is larger than an adasha, and the inner baharis covered the additional the amount of the michya above an adasha, so the outer one still has what? It still has a michya inside. So it's a full sign of tuma, and the inner one had a pisoyon. This is against the sheet of Rabbi Kiv. The halacha isn't like Rabbi Shimon, and the inner one had a pisoyon, so they're both tamei. So the Rabbi Shimon says, "Bisman shehi adosha muveis." The previous mishnah is talking about when it's exactly the size of an adosha. However, yisir mechadosha. If the michya was larger than adosha, hamosher simin pisoyon lepanimis. If the panimis filled up the moso, the additional amount above an adosha, but left an adosha, then both the inside baharis and the outside baharis are both tameim. So he says, it's pisoy on the penimis, so that's a sign of tum of the penimis, against what Rabbi Akiva said, that there's no pisoy on inside a baharis, or still inside a larger baharis, v'yachitzona temiya, because the michya is ka hadasha. Now the Mishnah says, hoya bohak, the halacha is again, it's like Rabbi Akiva, it's not like Rabbi Shimon. Hoya bohak pochos michadosha. If there was a bohak, remember, bohak is a white blotch that's dimmer than the krum beitz, the dimmest of the four whites mentioned in Mishnah Aleph in the very first perek. So a bohak is white that's not has no shaykhus to tuma, the tuma saras. So the bohak pochos michadosha. If it was a bohak less than an adasha, simin pisoyon the penimis. If the penimis covered over that bohak, that would be a simin of pisoyon the penimis. Again, according to Rabbi Shimon, v'yein simin pisoyon l'chitzona. But it wouldn't be a simin of pisoyon l'chitzona. So let me read the Rav, because the Tosfos Yom Tov argues in this emphatically. Hoyabohak pochus michadosha. Somuch lepinimis, close to the penimis, v'yachitzona makefis lebohak. And the outer baharis surrounds the bohak. Simen pisoyin lepinimis, im posaso hapinimis, v'kisaso as a bohak. If the penimis grew in size and covered the bohak, penimis lahachlit, because there was a pisoyon shari pisoyon mibachutz. Machitzona posasoa v'kisasoa as a bohak, eno simen pisoyon lechitzona, it's not a simen pisoyon because there's no internal pisoyon from the outside, v'en ha-nega posel lesochom. V'hod enakar bohak pochus michadosho. So this is where, up till now it's fine. Everybody agrees with this concept. This is what the Mishnah is telling us, that if there was this bohak, so again, connected the halacha that we had, this is Rabbi Shimon, that if there's a bohak, that there's a, it would be, if it's covered over by the inner piso, in other words, the bohak surrounds the inner baharis. If it's erased by the inner baharis, it's a simen pisoyon of the inner baharis. He holds that there is, for an inner baharis, a pisoyon outside of itself. But in Rabbi Akiva, the halacha is that as long as contained within the larger baharis, there's no concept of pisoyon at all. So simen pisoyon lepinimis, again, this is Rabbi Shimon. V'in simen pisoyon lechitzona. So here the Rav, however, says something that bothers the Tosfos. The Tosfos Yom Tov. V'haydu nokat bohak pochus michadosha. The im hoyoch adosha. If the bohak was the size of an adosha, hoyim mitame mishum michya. The Rav says if the bohak was an adosha, it would fulfill the requirements. If it was square, it would be a michya. The kaimlun michya mitame bekol hamaros. The michya is mitami with all colors. Avul pochos michadosh, if it's less than a chadosho, in kan michya, in michya bechus michadosho. There's no michya less than a chadosho, but there's still room according to Reb Shimon for pisoyon. So what bothers the Tosfos Yom Tov is what the Rav says now, that a bohak, the color of a bohak, this very dim white, can fulfill the color of a michya. Now, this is the shita of the Rambam also. It's not just the Rav. The Rambam shita is like this also, that that a bohak can be a michya. However, other Rishonim maintain, the Rash, primarily amongst them, the Rash maintains that the bohak no has to be the person's flesh. Only in the case of a person who is an albino, whose whole body was bohak, could a bohak be a michya. But the bohak has to be the healthy skin of that person. If the person's skin is red, red. If it's dark brown, dark brown. If it's tan, it's tan. Whatever the skin would be, the michya would match the skin, the healthy skin of the person whom the michya is. again, whether it's tan or pinkish or reddish or whatever. And only in the case of an albino whose whole skin is white could a michya be white. Now, so why mention Boak here then? The Tosfos Yom Tov argues on the Rav extensively, and he says, "V'hashta tuvo k'mashmalon," that forgetting about the Boak is michya, it's not a michya. But nevertheless, mentioning Boak tells us a great deal. The Yafelgav this Namba Pirakam, the Boak Mafsig, even though we had in the first chapter of Negoyim that a Boak that interrupts, it's chotzeitz, it interrupts between the Om and the Pisoyom, between Om and expansion of the Om, and in between the expansion, there's a Boak, Matzilu Midei Tum, it's a Hefsik, it's Chotzeitz, it saves the person from Pisoyom. It's not considered Pisoyom. V'komashmon hocha d'ksha Boak pochus michadosho eino mafsik v'eino matzil, according to this Tana Reb Shimon, that if the Boak is less than a dosha, if it's less than a lentil, it's neither a mafsik, nor is it a matzil. It doesn't save, and there is pitzoyon. Umatzosil maharam, again, it's the Maharami Rutenberg. Shemisayim bedivrei harash. Was the rash is the balshita over here that we're not talking about a michya, just about a boak. The rav, we're talking about. It could be a dash, it could be mitumis michya, but according to the Rash, we're not. Bohak is not a michya. So he says the mitzosil ma'arami Rutenberg shemisayim medivrei harash. Bohakamashmalon time with the bohak pochus miradosha, that it's only because the bohak is less than adosha that we speak about pisoyon. Avul kadosh lo havi simentuma pisoyon afle penimis. But if it was the size of an adosha, then it wouldn't be a simen pisoyon for the panimius. Shahari a bohak mafsik bein om le pisoyon. A bohak is always. I'm sorry. The bohak being an adosha would be a hefsik, as in the first perek, between the om and pisoyon. In other words, it prevents pisoyon from attaching itself to the dome if there was a bohak kiadosha in between. And that's the end of Mishnah Vav.